Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Kayla, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited to have you on the podcast. How did you first find Organize 365?
So before I found Organize 365, I found Angela Watson's Truth for Teachers. And I listened to her for about a year. And I actually ran out of episodes when I was moving my classroom. So I literally just searched classroom organization and your podcast came up. And as soon as I heard just the way you talk and just, I guess, your positive outlook, I was like, I gotta listen to another one. So then I listened to you when I was doing my entire classroom, which was like, took me like two straight weeks to do my classroom in May of 2020.
Oh my goodness. So was it the interview that Angela and I did together on my podcast or just random?
But when I found that one, I was like, my worlds are colliding.
Yes, Angela's great.
I told my husband, he was just like, you're really into this. I'm like, I know. So when I found, cause there's other two that you guys do together. Is that one of your podcast and one on her podcast that you were in? That was just so awesome. Cause first of all, the tone of both of your voices, they're just like in my head all the time. Sometimes like your sayings, like, progress over perfection. And she says, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be worth it. So she has the same similar. Yeah. So both of your voices are in my head. So to have you guys talking together blew my mind.
We're just your co-teachers, but we're not in the same building with you.
Exactly. It's awesome.
Once a teacher, always a teacher, right? Like there's just something about teachers and we just love to share and connect with each other.
Exactly. It's like some kind of personality thing. I'm like, I get along with all my coworkers. This is kind of weird. I'm like, actually, it's not that weird. We all have the same kind of personality.
Yes. I was in a sorority in college and mostly it was teachers inside of our sorority too. Like we just kind of find each other and there we hang. Yes.
It's like a can-do problem-solving attitude maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the people who live in your home with you or have been quarantined with you in 2020.
Yep. So my husband, who's also his name is Greg also. So when you say like Greg, I'm like, oh, Greg. My husband's name is Greg and I have my 4-year-old daughter.
Oh.
And we also have a black cat. I'm not an animal person, not really, except now I totally am because she like came to us on Halloween morning. She was like frozen solid, basically. Aww. And we took care of her and now I'm a cat person. But yeah, it's just the three of us and the cat.
So you found me May of 2020. So was this like when you had been let back into your classroom after you'd been sent home or what was that?
So we were sent home in March and then I moved from fifth grade to sixth grade. So I had to move maybe like, I don't know, 4 classrooms down. And I know the custodial staff would totally do it for me, but I'm a little bit like, I want my thing certain places. So I decided to do it myself. And I couldn't have Greg come help me like he usually would with the big stuff. Because I was the only person allowed in the room. So it did take me longer, but I got it exactly the way I wanted it. So I listened to you a lot and I was like, I'm hooked. And then you were talking about the Sunday basket and I'm like, you're talking about a basket. So I had to like look up specific episodes to explain the Sunday basket. And then at the end of the year, I decided to just go for it. I'm like, you know what? Darn it. I'm worth it. Like I'm worth like getting the Sunday basket and just going all the way because I was kind of like half doing it and like doing some things and then not, I don't know. I just wanted to actually see results, I guess. And I love before and after pictures. That's my
Well, and you were going into a great time. I mean, summer for teachers is the best time to do anything home related. I mean, even when I wasn't a teacher, I found with my kids at home, I still did most of my organizing in the summer because that's when my kids could tolerate it. Like during the school year, they couldn't tolerate me trying to like get them organized and do all these things because they had school on their mind. So it's like the perfect time for you also.
Yeah, it was perfect. So I started doing a little bit here and there And then Greg had a stroke at the end of July. So he lost his vision in his right left occipital lobe, so his right eye. So he can't see his right peripheral vision. And he is our cook, just like you guys. So the kitchen is his area. So that's actually the first thing I went to do. I didn't join the 100-day program yet, but in August, I just listened to random podcasts of yours, and I was just trying to find, like, not the right way, but you know what I mean, like, the best way so that he doesn't have to search, because he can't scan, like, even for the remote, he can't scan to find things in the house.
So I'm like, wait, he had a stroke in July, and he has permanently lost the peripheral vision out of one of his eyes? Is that what happened? Oh, yes, wow.
So it was in his left occipital lobe, and I will always regret not taking him to the ER earlier. But I always have like blind migraines where like my vision gets messed up for like 20 minutes and then I'm fine. So I was like, you know what, just take a nap, which is like the worst thing ever. And also he's only 32. So that really was just not on my, I didn't think of it. So then we went to his regular doctor because he's just like, I just don't feel good. I don't feel good because he's never sick. So he didn't have the language to describe like what was actually happening. Because when I'm sick, everybody knows. So we went to the doctor, and then the doctor's like immediately like, come in here. Like even with my mask, he's like, come in. You have to take him to the emergency room right away, and you're not going to stop. Otherwise, if you're going to stop, I'm just going to call an ambulance. And I was just like, okay, we'll stop. So we went right there, and they're like, oh, he had a stroke, and they kept him overnight for 2 or 3 nights. And during that time, my daughter was with my parents, and my friend my neighbor came over, and we cleaned the whole house, her and I. And it was a very stressful time, but we actually had a really good time cleaning. And she has the same kind of mindset that I do. So it was just really nice that she was there.
Wow. So I remember when we took Abby to the doctor also, I thought she had appendicitis, same thing at the doctor. They said, okay, either you put her in the car and don't stop and get to the hospital, or we're calling ambulance. So I was like, I'm on my way. Like, I'm not adding $1,000 to this bill. Yeah. So we did the drive as well. This was before the pandemic. And then also same with you, like whenever anything was going bad with my husband, or like Greg did have chest pains during the pandemic. And of course you cannot go into the hospital with them now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, cleaning like crazy, you know, like you just want to feel like you have control over something. Like my house is never cleaner when there's like some kind of an outside stressor going on. Mm-hmm. I just get it all out by like, that's when the windows get cleaned and the baseboards and the front of the refrigerator and the whole nine yards.
Exactly. Cause I think that was the real reason why, like, I just needed to control one thing in my life. Like teaching was kind of out the window, or like in the Zoom. That was the thing, I guess, that like hooked me, I guess. Cause I actually did the kitchen. And then when I did the 100 day program, I did the kitchen, like the real way. And this time it's like night and day. Like, I think you were talking about the breakfast box with your cereal and your kids. And we did that. And my mornings are so smooth. I take out the box with the eggs and the English muffins. And I have a box that like for peanut butter and her little snacks for her lunchbox. So while she's eating breakfast, I'm making her lunch, and I just throw it all in, and I'm like, whoa, that was cool. Like the first day, I'm like, I get it.
I love that. Okay. So the first time you did the kitchen, you kind of did it just by listening to the podcast. You weren't in the 100 day program. Mm-hmm. The second time you did it again, going through the steps in the 100 day program. Okay. What was the difference between doing it with the podcast and doing it with the program?
I think the small steps. The thing is, I am kind of like an all or nothing, or I thought I was an all or nothing kind of person. Like I would either spend Sunday or the entire day cleaning, or like I had trouble starting and stopping. But because all of the like 20 or 21 lessons, you could start and stop them, because when the drawer is done, there's nothing else to do in the drawer.
Yeah, you weren't in the middle of a big project and had to keep going. Like exactly. You legit could stop if you wanted to.
Exactly. So I felt more success that way, I think, because I'm like, check, ooh, that feels good. Instead of like kitchen check. That's way too big a check, but utensil drawer check. I can do that, or like Tupperware's check. And the second time around, he did it with me because it's his kitchen. So I'm like, but I have to start at the kitchen. Like, he's like, why can't you start somewhere else? I'm like, I know I could, but I have to do it. I have to.
So, such a teacher. It's lesson one. It's chapter one. I can't move to chapter two if I didn't do chapter one.
Yes. So he helped me and he was able to declutter more. Like, but before I did it without him.
Yeah, because you didn't know what he uses.
Exactly. He has like two little bins of cooking one and cooking two. It's so cute. And he's like, oh, and cooking one, he's like, I'm going into cooking two. And he like, I'll take it out because it's like a special meal or something. And spices. So it was really nice to see it working. And it's actually still semi-clean, which is, I don't understand really how it is. I'm sure you know exactly how it works, but like, I'm so surprised it worked for me. I'm so surprised I was able to do little things at a time and not, I didn't know I was a person that could do that. So you taught me a little bit about myself and how I'm not just an all or nothing
person. Interesting. What subjects do you teach?
Sixth grade math now.
Okay, math. So I was going to say, I'm a math teacher too. But you know, as a math teacher, like, how I teach organizing is similar to how you teach math. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing. Like, the kids get so overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, there's so many problems and I don't know how to do it. And I'm not going to be able to do it. And you say, okay, we're going to do, let's break it down into these different sections. Okay. Let's do it together. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do one. You do one. Okay. Let's do it together. Okay. Now you do it on your own. That is how the whole entire program is set up for basically for people who didn't want to learn algebra. I would trick you into learning algebra. Now I've tricked you into learning how to organize your house.
Yes, it is so methodical not scary.
But it's because you're a math, like, now you can see as a math teacher, that's what you do when you teach your kids fifth and sixth grade math. And once you learn like how to do the silverware drawer, it's like once you learn how to add, you don't forget how to add. Now you're going to take, okay, I know how to add. Now let's add multiples. Let's add three numbers at a time. Let's, you know.
Yeah.
And you keep building on those different skills. They are actual organizing skills that we think of as in, it's all categories as organizing, but it's not all organizing. It's addition, it's subtraction, it's multiplication, it's division. Yeah. I'm not your calculus person, so you'll have to go somewhere else for your digital organization, but I can get you through the basic four.
Yes, like, and I think that I was not aware of how my routines were in there somehow. Like the breakfast bin or my quesadilla bin, because we always have quesadillas at least once a week. So I can look in the bin and be like, oh, we need this. And I don't have to be like looking all over, like it's the quesadilla bin. There's always going to be cheese, quesadilla, like all these, the ingredients. So I took that to heart because I can't remember the example that you gave, but it would just made a whole lot of sense that like, oh, if this is the way I live. My organization should match.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that even played a factor. So that was awesome.
Yeah. So if you're looking at like a long math problem where it's like 4 + (3 - 12), and like those parentheses, like what you put inside of the parentheses in your kitchen are kind of like the bins, like cooking one, cooking two, breakfast, kids snacks, whatever. Like, okay, I'm going to pull out this and add it into this big long equation that I'm doing. And we're just making little pockets of organization inside of your day.
Until you get the answer.
Yes. Yes. And we're just making it easier and easier. And the more you learn those formulas and you can start to group things, the easier your days go.
Yep.
Do you think we've taken the math equations far enough in this analogy?
How could you ever take math?
I'm just like another math teacher. I love math teachers. We're so logical and analytical. Like we see patterns where other people don't see patterns. If you follow those patterns, then there's even more room for creativity and expressiveness because you have more time and you know that all the other things are going to get handled and going to get done.
Yes. And even just the way your program, 100 day program set, I'm trying to help my mom go through her things too. Mm-hmm. And we were doing something and then I was like, mom, can this stay here for the next 100 days? And I said it and I was like, and she's like, oh yeah, for 100 days, sure, it can stay there. And I was like, oh, I get it. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not going to stay on that shelf for the rest of time. But like until the other corner is clear, we have to put this over here. And it just, because you know you're going to come back, you don't have to do it perfectly. You can do it excellent.
That is so good. It's almost like for the Sunday basket, we say, can I wait until next Sunday? So mm-hmm. now this is mind blowing for me. For the 100 days, you could just say, can I live with it this way for another 120 days? Yes. Okay. I'll get that next round. Because often we'll say, oh, we'll get it next round, but you're consciously saying, I'm making a conscious decision. This is going to wait, not forever, but just another 100 days. And then I'll check it again.
Yeah. Cause I was doing my closet and I was putting all the super summery stuff and super wintry stuff in the box. And I'm like, oh, when does this come? When does the closet come up the next time? What month would that be? Can I live with all these clothes until May? Yes. And then, so like I calculated it that way. So that's like my timeline.
See? Oh, I love that. Okay. I'm going to use that. And it will be from this podcast episode that it came from. Thank you so much. All right. So you got started in the 100-day program. You've been through the kitchen already 3 times. Is that when you first noticed that something was organized that wasn't organized before, or is it some other area?
I would say still the breakfast. My mornings were haphazard at best. Like my daughter likes to eat as soon as she wakes up, which I still don't understand. So she'll like immediately wake up, not even use the bathroom. She's like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm like, we're going to do everything in the bathroom. And then we're going to go to the kitchen and then we're going to leave. Like that's the 3 places we go. Cause it's just her and I in the morning. And I've been trying to like train her to do that with the batching tasks. Because sometimes she's just really cranky about it, but I'm trying to do that. So my morning routine is getting better. It could be even better, but having her sit at the table, she eats breakfast. I eat like really fast. And so I can make her lunch and we talk a little bit, we pick out the show and tell, and then we go. So I'm trying to get her to also realize like, why are we going to go all the way to the kitchen and then come all the way to brush our, like, no, you're in the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, hair, clothes, let's go. So I'm trying to get her to batch tasks like that too. So my morning routine is the biggest change, the kitchen.
That is so awesome. So what has happened on this organizing journey that you did not expect to happen?
I guess it's my, like I said, like my thoughts about my own ability to do small things and keep going, because you have a lot of sayings like, I also like, do what you can with the energy and time you have right now, or something like that. And I love that, because when I am tired, and I'm like, oh, what can I do right now with like this little bit amount of energy that I have? And I'm like, I'll sit on the couch and I'll just go through the end table drawer. I'm like, done. I did it. Like, so it's such a small thing, but it makes me feel so, so great. And also I had a couple issues like health-wise. So I stopped for like a week and a half, and old Kayla would have been like never starting again. Like, oh, whatever. But I decided it wasn't, I was stopping. I was pausing, waiting for.
Ooh, like, I like that too. I like pausing, not stopping. You have a lot of good sayings, Kayla.
Maybe it's Angela's. I don't know. So I decided to like, let the life train pass and then I can keep going. So it was a rough time for a while, but once that did pass and I was able to like feel a little bit more like myself again, I just did like one small thing. And then I was like hooked again, because I didn't want to do the first thing. I was going to do the bathroom countertop and I have little drawers for all the hair stuff we have. And I didn't want to. And I was like, you're going to do it. You're going to take a before picture. So you have to take an after picture. You can't just take a before picture and put it on Instagram and then no after. So I did take the before. So I had to do the after. And once I did that, I was like, whew, okay, I can stop. I can start this again.
You know, I often, if I don't want to do something, we can really say we don't want to do things and make up all the reasons and the excuses, and we don't have to do anything. But when I really don't want to, and I make myself get started anyway, I'm always so glad I did when I'm done. Like, You never get to the end and you're like, well, I don't even know why I did that, because it was pointless. But it is the starting. And so if you're trying to start something and you don't want to do it, you totally cannot. Like, and there's no guilt in, and there's no judgment.
That's another thing. Guilt.
But you can still do it. And at the end, you're going to feel so accomplished. So really, either way you win.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I feel like I've had a lot of guilt just all the time. Like before I had a daughter, like before I had her, it was teacher guilt. I wasn't working enough. I wasn't doing enough for my class. And then I had her, and then I felt like I wasn't doing enough for her and my class. And then I found Angela Watson, Truth for Teachers. And it's called the 40-hour teacher work week. So I actually joined that in January of 2020. And I followed along with it until the pandemic. And then I kind of got depressed that I couldn't do all these awesome ideas. So then it was kind of nice to transition into like home organization instead of like classroom and productivity in my classroom. I didn't even realize I could be productive at home, which sounds really weird to say. I didn't realize I had so many goals for my house. I just kind of like lived here. I didn't put a lot of value in. I'm like, oh, I've either got to clean or live here. or like play with her or clean, or I didn't realize like how much it affected my mood and everyone's mood. And she can find her toys. She knows what the word organize means now. And she's like, I'm going to organize my toys, and she'll like do something.
Oh, cute.
And so, because I talk about it a lot, I'm like, this is important. Like, I'm not sure where I was going with that, but anyway, it's nice to be able to do both.
Yeah. It sounds like you learned a lot about yourself.
Way more than I anticipated.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if it was because of the pandemic and I was trying to not think about teaching because it was so scary to like go back to this classroom. There's so much anxiety, like that. I was like, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to clean the bathroom. Or like, it was a little bit of that. But now that I am in school and I'm not anxious about going to school, my administration has been really awesome. I only have 9 kids in my classroom and we're only there for half a day. So they don't like eat in the classroom or take their masks off or anything like that. So I am so lucky. I just didn't realize how lucky I was then in the summer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's been like eye-opening. And also I think because I do listen to your voice often, the way you're, I don't know, it's just the sound of your voice. Sometimes you say certain things and they really stick in my head when you say them. I don't know. And it's you're funny too. So it's nice to, I can't remember what you were, it was a recent one. And I literally laughed out loud. I should remember it. But, and I was just like, ah, like, it's enjoyable to listen to you. You're a positive person. I feel like there's a lot of similarities in the way that you think and the way that I think. And I want to be able to be as productive as you are. So it is such a blessing that I found you when I did find you. And I
hope, thank you.
I hope that other people, I'm constantly passing your Organized 365. I'm like, oh, check this out. But, and my mom is coming around too. So she's not great with the whole technology thing, but when I'm over, I'm like, hey, let's go to bookshelf. Let's try that. So we'll just do like one thing here and there.
But that's super fun. I love the, you can do it with your kids. You can do it with your parents. You can do it with your siblings. Like it is something that you could do with all different generations. And we're in each other's houses a lot when we're family members, and some of us are more organized than others, and everyone can use a helping hand. I mean, who doesn't want a family member to come over and help them clean and, you know, essentially clean their bedroom, which is now their house.
Like, it's like a social thing as well. Like you get to catch up and, oh my gosh, remember when you went to this dance concert or something, and like that sort of thing. And I'm always just like, throw it out. But she has been throwing things out on her own.
Wow.
That's a huge, huge plus.
Oh, that's so cool. So you already mentioned that your husband had a stroke, which is huge. And you're dealing with the pandemic as a teacher. Mm-hmm. I hesitate to even ask if you've had any other unexpected events in 2020 or since you started on your organizing journey.
Oh yeah. So I had a miscarriage actually. And
I'm sorry.
I know. And I'm getting tested for thyroid cancer. I know.
It's my goodness.
Yeah. So it's just so crazy. And I'll find out this week, but I'm okay with either answer, I guess, like yes or no, because there are a lot of people that just have to take medication if they have thyroid cancer and they get it removed and things like that. So I obviously am worried, but it's like you said, to always, you said something like expect the unexpected or something like prepare for the surprises, you know, they're going to happen. And when you said that, I was like, oh, doy. Like, of course, you know that unusual things are going to happen and your plan is going to be completely derailed. So just prepare for it to be derailed. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that seems so simple. So I have been trying to keep that in my head, like that there is, like, this isn't the end. Like I have options and things like that. So ironically, this morning, our shed burned to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. So we woke up at like 4:30 this morning to like a blazing inferno outside our window. And I like slept through it because I had the sound machine on. And then the fire department's like buying on the
door. Our sound machine's on too loud too. And the fire department has come to our house also. And I can't hear the front door. It's a problem.
Okay. Like I can't sleep with nothing.
Me too.
And like, as this is going on, like I pick her up. I have her a coat on her because it was like ice rain. And they're like, okay, go sit in your car. And I'm like, okay, like if the fire is not in the house, like can we just
stay in the house?
But because it's just like what, 50, 40 feet. So they're like, oh, it could spread. So I remember sitting in the car with her and she's asking me all these questions because she's 4 and a half and she's just like, what's that? Mm-hmm, what is that? Constantly. And I'm like, and I've been looking forward to meeting you for so long. And I'm like, what a funny life I'm leading.
I'll have to mention this on the podcast later today.
My business. Like, there's just so many unusual things. So I'm kind of finding it to be more ironic, maybe, instead of sad or whatever, because that does no one any good. So I'm trying to find a little bit of humor in like, this is bizarre. So I know that's not the case for everybody, but for me right now, that's what I need. I need just a little like, what? This is crazy.
Well, those are, I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened in 1 year. I mean, a pandemic, your husband has a stroke, you lose a baby, you're being tested for cancer, the shed burns to the ground. I mean, yeah. Kayla, that's a little more than the average person deals with in 1 year.
It's almost like I'm making it up. That's what I feel like. I'm like, but this happened. So like, I remember I was texting my coworker and I'm just like, hey, like this is also happening. And I'm like, I don't know. But it was just ashes that he put too close to the shed. So he thought the rain would put it out. It's under investigation.
Oh my goodness. Well, you have, and I've been through seasons not exactly like this, where it is like one thing after the next, after the next, after the next. And then there will be seasons where you have like 4, 5, 6, 7 years when like nothing bad happens. And you're like, maybe I made up those seasons. Maybe those don't happen, but they do. And they happen to everyone. And the difference between the pandemic and everything else that you explained is that we went through the pandemic together and we all were able to empathize with each other. Yes. But when you normally go through unexpected events, you just have to get up and go to work and take care of your daughter and take care of your husband and still pay your mortgage. And like, no one really understands what you're experiencing. And yeah, I'm sorry.
I understand it more now. Like, obviously I can't like see my friends in person anymore. So I'll just message them. And I feel like I'm just messaging bad thing after. They're like, wow. But my friends are very like, oh my gosh, what can I do? And I'm like, honestly, there's nothing to do really. Like, but I'm just glad that you know. And just having support is kind of all I need, I guess, just to know that somebody's there and are thinking like, wow, this is crazy, crazy time. Just to say that along with me is really, really
nice. Yeah. I find that the more organized I am and the more prepared I am for things, that the unexpected are still not emotionally terrible and life-changing, but it doesn't have that added stress or like fire of being like an unexpected, oh my gosh, and why did this happen to me? And things always happen to me. And like, you know, that energy to it. It's just like, okay, so this is the unexpected thing right now. Okay. So here's our plan. There's not that, I don't know how you explain that, but I used to like make a mountain out of a molehill. Not that these are molehills, but you know, no, you know what I'm saying.
Like technically, I guess they are though. Like we're all fine. Yeah. Like we are all okay. But in your planner, the first couple of pages, you have us make these big plans, like half a year, like a year out. And I love that because I never really thought that far ahead. So one of our goals is to add a room onto the house, just like a skinny little room. And just because that is my goal, like in a year, maybe I'm able to see past this shed problem and be like, okay, so in the shed, you're not going to believe what was in there. All of her summer toys, like her outdoor.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay, so we got to buy like a little car for her, whatever. So a lot of that, and also some clothes that we're going to donate. So I'm like, oh my goodness. So if we have another room, we can put a little closet in there. And I'm thinking forward to like, when I go to donate things, I can put it in that closet or I can put it somewhere organized. So thinking that far ahead really helps me think past these little blips and think of like the big picture. Like in 5 years, I'm not going to be like, oh no, the shed burned down. I'm going to think of the things that I'm excited to have happen. And like, I'm looking forward to being that person I want to be, I guess.
I love that. I will say that that's what I do too. Like when unexpected things happen, I immediately think how this can be working for me and not against me. And even my husband has started saying, how do you do that? Like these bad things happen and you're like, here are the good things. Like, so a friend of mine, her son got COVID. I was like, great. And she's like, Lisa, this is not great. I'm like, no, it's great because he's going to be traveling abroad for school during the pandemic. And now when you send him abroad, he's already had COVID because the vaccine wasn't a thing then. Mm-hmm. And I said, so you won't worry that he's going to get COVID in Europe away from you. This is great. He's already had it. He's here with you. He's going to be fine. You have to quarantine for a while. It's going to be great. She's like, how do you turn COVID into a good thing? Like, how do you, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. But the first thing I thought of was, this is perfect. This timing is perfect. Yeah. And he's fine. And he's in Europe now and everything's great.
That's good. Yeah. I don't know if I'm always like that, but I, especially when I'm just Greg and I, I'm like, everything's not going well, but it doesn't last very long because of some of the little things that are in your head, little earworms that you've given me. And same as and Angela Watson too, a lot of the things.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes. So inspirational and so just forward thinking, like, you know that kids aren't going to do their homework. So what do you do? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we don't just hope for them to do their homework. We should have a mindset plan. Ready. She just has a new podcast out about, what she say, instead of giving people grace, give people space.
Ooh, I like that.
That makes a lot more sense to me in the teaching realm, because I have about 3 kids that just consistently don't show up for virtual. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, hey, you didn't come in, over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm getting upset. And I'm like, wait a minute, let me just give them space. Sometimes they have good weeks. Sometimes they have bad weeks. It is what it is.
So, you can only control what you can control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think you have more of now?
I guess concerning my own self, I'm a little bit more peaceful. I'm more confident about my own abilities. And yes. I'm okay with, I've been able to have more grace with my own self, like, and everybody else, I suppose. But like, I'm okay with just doing a little bit. I'm like, that's okay. You don't feel like it today, Kayla. Move on.
Isn't that so hard to do? Like, to give yourself grace? Like, it's so much easier to give it to somebody else than to mm-hmm. learn to accept it yourself. Like, that is huge. And most people never do.
Yeah. I think in one of your podcasts, you said it was a skill. And I was like, oh, skill. I can do this. Like, it's not something you're born with.
I can learn it. Yeah. What do you think you have less of?
I think I have less, like rushing around. I'm not as frantic, especially in the morning, because that was my frantic time. I was not a good mom in the morning. But now I'm more chill and we slowly pick out the show and tell of the day and I'm okay with it because we have enough time. Mm-hmm. So I'm less rushing around.
Yeah, I'm good with my morning routine. I was always stressing my kids out, trying to move them quicker. And I was like, okay, that's not going to happen. They just need more time. So I'm going to start, you know, listening to a podcast while they are leisurely going about their morning.
I don't know how.
And then it was better.
Yeah, I was even like this in high school. I would get up 15, 17 minutes. It's like all I needed. And I'd get up and go. And I was like, I'm running around. And I'm like, ooh, it would have been so much easier if I learned this earlier.
Well, speaking of that, what else do you wish you had known sooner?
I guess just being able to do a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. I thought I was a big batch person. Like I got to do the whole room or none of the room. Mm-hmm. But if I can figure out a way to do it a little bit at a time, anybody can.
Yeah. I'm the same way too. I don't really like doing little tasks, little bits of things here and there, but the same thing. Like, so for me at the end of the day, sometimes, like you said, when I have just a little bit of energy, I'm like, okay, I don't want to do whatever the tax is, but what's one thing that I can do? All right. I could go do the dishes, or I can go around the first floor and pick everything up, or I can, you know, pick out my clothes from tomorrow instead of doing the big thing that I'll put off until I have the time to do the big thing.
Yes. That's so true. Mm-hmm.
What is your next step? What are you going to do next?
I'm going to continue with the 100-day program, for the first year and then the second year. And third year, all within this calendar year. And I did get the teacher workbox.
Yay.
So I've been doing that. And I go through the workbox on Wednesday afternoons.
Great.
Random. But yeah, and also I'm more like a visual type person. So I really like doing the before and afters. So if I take before, I almost have to do the after because I have to. So I feel like compelled to do it. So I'm going to keep up with that.
Do you take the before and post it on Instagram, or do you take the before and wait until you have the after to post it on Instagram?
Oh no, I post it then.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm exactly the same way. If I post a before, I have to post an after, but if I just take it, that wouldn't be. So I totally use Instagram as something that holds me accountable too.
It's accountability.
Yes, totally. Like that's I can't exactly tell you I'm going to do something and then like not post it again later. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. So first I'm going to tell everyone on Instagram about it and then I'm going to go do it.
Exactly. So your future self does it. You have to like stay true. That's almost, I think the only reason I'm on Instagram.
I love it. Holds me accountable. Makes me do what I'm going to say I'm going to do. And it's fun. It's like, you don't have to like call up your friend all the time, but you're like talking to your friends. You're like, okay, if you don't hear from me in 2 hours, send some help because I'm going into this, whatever I'm going to do. And then you're like, okay, I got to beat the clock because then I have to post it on Instagram. It's silly, but it's a very positive way to use social media.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. And even like sometimes my friends will be like, your kitchen looks awesome. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. That's also good too. On Instagram, people are very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, in general, the Organized 365 community is amazing and always positive and grace-filled. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And yeah, I do Instagram, but the Facebook group, man, it is hopping. Lots of people over there are talking.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can't even sometimes keep up with it all, but I try.
It's my reward to be able to go into Instagram at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So Kayla, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out? What would you tell them where you were, you know, 10 months ago when you found Organized 365?
I would say that if you're thinking about it, you should do it because you deserve more. And if you're not investing in yourself, who are you going to invest in? Like if your home is not the way that you are hoping it is, or your routines are not fitting in with the way your home is set up, there's an answer for that. And you will get more than you expect. Like I did. I thought I was just going to have a nice, cute little house and check, and that'll be it. But it's changed the way I even think about objects, or just changes the way I do routines. So it'll change your mindset more than anything else. And that's really the change that counts, more than your objects being in the right spot, in my opinion.
Kayla, thank you so much for being a guest on the Organized 365 podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organized 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.